This day is holy unto the Lord. We have no need to fear nor be dismayed, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Nehemiah 8:10. Blessings to each and every one of you. Thank you for listening and tuning in to Faith Talk. I am your host, Lolita Jones. Oh, how good the Lord is. His mercy endured forever. I thank God for Jesus on today. I thank God for just being so good. Yes, yes, yes. This is 2023. We are in 2023. Yes, yes, yes. This is the first day of the second month. Oh, the year, the month of January, just it just went by fast. Hallelujah. But we thank God. We thank God that we're still in the land of the living. And I ask you to grab your notebooks and your pens. Get ready to take notes, because that mighty giant of a man, that man of God from Portsmouth, Virginia. Oh, hallelujah. Minister Baron Barnes, he has a great testimony. God has anointed him to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has anointed him as a kingdom builder, and that's what he does. He loves the people of God. He loves the Lord with all his heart. He loves his wife and his children. He loves anybody that come in contact with Minister Barnes. You will never forget him. You will never forget him. I thought I was excited about the Lord Jesus Christ. I found somebody that's even more excited than I. I thank God for his ministry and the anointing. And he has holy boldness. God has given him influence in the earth. And God has given him holy boldness to decree and declare a thing. He has given him holy boldness to proclaim the good news, which is Jesus Christ. So come on, let's get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Turn it over to Minister Baron Barnes.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
It is indeed a blessed and a good evening that we are able to come together in the name of Jesus. But the Lord told us that where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. Yeah. I'm not going to be long with this portion, but I wanted to share this. I have been witnessing the peace of God. When the Lord said, peace that the world didn't give it, they can't take it away. The peace of God that passes all understanding. That's not what I'm going to speak to about it, but I just wanted. My mother, as I was sharing with Elder Drone, and whoever could hear it a couple of minutes ago, real short, not going to be long with this. But the medical field told me in my family that my mother is transitioning right now. As we speak right now, she's in another room. And they said they told us she's transitioning. And I told Elder Jones before the line really got started, I said, they were like, we don't know how long she got. And I was like, yeah, you don't. I know you don't, because you're not the time people. And it's been the peace of God in whatever situation, we can be content knowing that God is. That's what she told me. She said, babe, you go do what you're supposed to do. You don't have to sit here with me because I'm content. And I was like, whoa, thank you. I said, yeah, okay, Mom. And she said, because I know where my trust is in Jesus. And that would lead into what the Lord gave me to say tonight. And so I was like, the Lord has this thing already worked out and planned. And all things are working together for the good of them who love God. People like to make that statement. They want to quote that scripture, but they want to get to the other part, which, all things work together. They leave out the love God. You got to love God for all things to work according to his purpose. So those of us who love God and who are set that no matter what come, what go, how this thing goes, up, down, rocky roads, smooth roads, he is our source of peace and contentment. And in all things, like Paul said, I've learned to be content. If I'm hungry, I've been based. I know the King James real good, but I know I put it in my mind. I'm like, if I'm hungry or if I'm full, if I'm homeless or I got a mansion, whatever it is that I know that God has got my back and he has a purpose and a plan for me. So that's something I want to share. because not in a pitiful or sympathy statement, but because I see the peace of God personally, and I also see it in my mom. So, Father God, I just bless you, and I love you, God, and I thank you that you have assembled a group of people here that have an ear to hear and an eye to see, oh God. Lord, I thank you right now that in this hour that we are living in, Lord God, that you are even yet now raising up a standard against the enemy who is coming against your people, Lord. Lord, these are not doom and gloom days, but these are the most beautiful days to be in the earth when we have set our mind to be moved according to your will and your purpose, oh God. Lord, we thank you right now that victory is ours. All things are under our feet. You have given us permission and the power to tread upon all works of the evil one, God. And we thank you for the authority and all things in your name, O Lord. Jesus, Christ, I ask you now through the power of the Holy Spirit for these next moments, God, that you give me to say what you have given me to say. Lord, let hearts be receiving. Let ears be hearing. You told us to let he who has an ear to hear, hear. Lord, let the ears hear. For you told us also that what's in a man's heart would come out of his mouth. So, Lord, let the heart receive what you say unto us, O God. And, Lord, we bless you and we praise you. We give you glory and we give you honor. For there is none greater than you. You are the most excellent and the most high God. And, Lord, I bless your people, God. Bless your people in this moment now, God. I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I am going to be moving just a couple of scriptures. I don't even remember what the Lord gave me to write, but I'm gonna just do what he said. The first scripture we're going to go to is going to be Mark 15. And I'm going to read 6 through 15. Mark 15, 6 through 15. That's the scripture I'm starting with. I got the New King. I mean that, you know, later. Let's see. I want the New King James Version. Okay. Now, in the Bible I'm reading, it says, taking the place of Barabbas. Mark 15, 6. Now, at the feast, he was accustomed to releasing one prisoner to them, whomever they requested. And there was one named Barabbas, who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. Verse 8, then the multitude, crying aloud, began to ask him to do just as he had always done for them. Verse 9, but Pilate answered them, saying, do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews? Question mark. For he knew that the chief priests had handed him over because of envy. Verse 11, but the chief priests stirred up the crowd so that he should rather release Barabbas to them. Pilate, verse 12, Pilate answered and said, and I'm reading New King James Version. Pilate answered and said to them again, what then do you want me to do with him whom you call the king of the Jews? Verse 13, so they cried out again, crucify him. Verse 14, then Pilate said to them, why? What evil has he done? But they cried out all the more, crucify him. Verse 15. So Pilate wanted to gratify the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and he delivered Jesus after he had scourged him to be crucified. Mark 15, 6 to 15 in the New King James Version. And I would, when choosing, be sure to choose Jesus over Barabbas. We see in this text that it was customary during the Passover feast for Pilate to release a prisoner to them. Them, the scribes, the Jewish elders, the chief priests even joined in, and they pumped up the crowd. Crucify him, crucify him. Now, if we didn't know how this ended, we would go, you know, by our own human logic and say, there is no way that they would ask for Barabbas to be released. But I'm not asking you tonight to look at this in physical and human eyes. I'm going to ask you, oh, eyes of the flesh, but rather use your spiritual eyes to see this. There are many characters in this truth. This is not a play. It's not a movie. Nor is it fiction. All right. Let's take a look at how this epic time in history plays out in spiritual forms. When choosing, choose Jesus over Barabbas. Point one, Barabbas represents the world. Mark 15, verse 7. And I'm just going to read this again just for emphasis on where we at and what the emphasis of this. He said, now, and there was one named Barabbas who was chained with his fellow rebels. They had committed murder in the rebellion. That's what verse read. And there was one named Barabbas, and we committed. When we see him, it should remind us of another rebellion and rebels, of a higher order, with Satan. And the rebelling angels were the first to practice disobedience against God. When Barabbas is chosen, then we get what comes with his father, the devil. Pause. Why would you be talking to a bunch of people who say they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ about choosing Barabbas over Jesus? Because the Lord said, and my spirit man gives me and been coming, he said, I'm going to get my house in order first. There are many people who come Sunday after Sunday, Wednesday after Wednesday, day after day, and they are still chained to the rebellion. They have not been set free. They have not been loosed from the power or the influence of the evil one. And the Lord told us that he's going to get his house in order before anything happens, because that's his will, that we, the people of righteousness, the people that he has called unto himself, the people that he has bestowed mercy and grace upon, to make sure that you understand that this is still a battle. And sometimes people get lulled back into the same things. They don't realize it every day. And it's next thing you know, I'm trapped again, or I got the influence of the mind of this thing again, of which the Lord brought me out of. So when Barabbas is chosen, then we get what comes with him. It comes with his father, the devil. And this world we live in, unfortunately, too many have sided with the spirit of Barabbas. And like him, they are chained with fellow rebels. Let's see what we chain with when we decide to follow the spirit of Barabbas. Romans 1. I use this scripture a lot when I'm on the street or when I'm talking to somebody that don't know that God is and what he is trying to, what he would desire to be, to deliver people from, and what his purpose is. Romans 1, and it says, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. And then the word says, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. And when I read the letter, he said, the world doesn't know. The world don't know that these things are what keeps you from being in agreement with God. The world don't know that these are the things that would keep you from inheriting the kingdom of heaven. The world doesn't know. And the Bible says in the New King James Version, he said, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. The world don't know that. Sidebar for 30 seconds. I told a young man, I said, you stand with that girl you stand with. Y'all not married. So y'all committing fornication. Every time you sleep with her, you commit fornication. He said, really? And I said, yeah, you ain't know that. He said, no, man. Ain't nobody never told me that at the church I go to. I said, okay. Well, that those who practice such things are deserving of death. So those of us who have been enlightened and have been, our eyes have been opened to the nature, to sin nature, we should already know that this is not appropriate for a believer or anyone who says that they trusting in Jesus for not only eternal life in the after, but now for the Lord to be on my side and keep me now. I said, okay, Lord, well, thank you. All right. To parents, they're untrustworthy. These are some of the things the spirit of Barabbas has. This generation is chained with. We as the people of God have a tall task in today's world to be the called ones, to be and to live the delivered life that Jesus our Lord died to break the chains that had us bound to the spirit of Barabbas. I say the spirit of Barabbas because when you're bound to the spirit of Barabbas, you're bound to the spirit of his father, the devil. Let's see Pilate through the same lens. Verse 12. And Pilate asked, what do you want me to do with him, whom you call the king of the Jews? Point two. Pilate is also a form of the spirit of the age. Some would say, how? Well, he recognizes that Jesus is a just man. The crowd says, crucify him. His reply was, why? What evil has he done? There are many who will ask you, what do you want me to do with your Jesus? They will say, oh, I believe he's a good guy. I like his story. I like what he said. I believe that, you know, I even believe the fishes in this, I might could believe the fishes in this loaves of bread. So I could, you know, I might could get with that. You know, I surely believe he turned water into wine because, boy, only he could make the water that good of a wine. You may have all kinds of, we may encounter all kinds of, you know, sarcasm and mocking of the Lord, if we will, in this age. But I don't mind talking about him because he wasn't an evil man. But when it comes to him being king and Lord of my life, nah, no thanks. I'll wash my hands of him. Matthew 27 and verse 24, Pilate did that very same thing. Matthew chapter 24, 27. I know I'm going quickly. I don't want anybody, but it's just here. This is what Pilate, when Pilate saw, Matthew 27, verse 1, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it. Yeah. Pilate said, when it comes to him being king, no thanks, I'll wash my hands of him. And I don't want his blood to be, and then you read in the other gospels, and Pilate said, I don't want his blood to be on my hands. Likewise, in today's world, we still have people that say, today. We don't want the blood of Jesus on our hands. But how many of you know, those who are listening right now, how many of you know that the blood of Jesus is just what we need? Not only on our hands, but on and in our mouths, dripping off of our heads and running down to our feet. See, Pilate didn't know. He just washed his hands of the only thing and the only person that could wash him. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. The blood of the Lamb of God, the perfect Lamb of God. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Pilate just washed his hands with the only thing and the only one who can clean him beyond recognition of sin to the Father. Pilate wanted to gratify the crowd, so he released Barabbas, and he delivered Jesus after he scourged him to be crucified. And I said, thank you, Pilate. You just assured my salvation. Of course we know. no man took our Lord's life. He gave it freely for many. Point three. Choosing Jesus, breaking ties with Barabbas and Pilate, and choosing to side with the word has shown, and choosing to side with them, the word has chosen death, hell, and the grave. If you choose Barabbas, you choose death, hell, and the grave. But Jesus is life, and life more abundantly. In this world, we find in this world that has to come, if you continue down into verse 16 and further, you will see the soldiers mocking our king. It's Mark 13, going down to the 16th verse. You will see the soldiers mocking our king. They, like the world, are deceived. What were we told to be? We were told not to be deceived. God would not be mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. The world is mocking Jesus like never before. I suggest that we, as the body of Christ, stand up for our Lord more than ever before. He chose us over Barabbas and Pilate. They thought they were doing something grand, not knowing they were pawns in the king's epic destruction of their father, the evil one, the devil. Our Lord died that we may live, and in living live for him, and gave us things to triumph over every Barabbas and Pilate. Behold, I give you power over all the world, over all the works of the evil one. We have authority. We have authority to tread out, stomp out, beat up, and on every work of the evil, all our adversary. This is power only for those who choose Jesus. In choosing, make sure you choose Jesus and not Barabbas. In this age, we have got to stand and make it plain who we stand with and for what we stand with. We have to make it known. We have chosen Jesus, and based on what's happening or where I am in my life. For Jesus I live, for Jesus I like. I like in the, when I read about the first century church, and the word tells us they did not love their life, not into death. They didn't care about dying if it was going to be for the right. The apostles died, most of them died horrible death, and it was a lot of believers. I was talking to my wife one night. I said, babe, they cutting Christians' heads off on the other side of the world. What happens when that comes to me? You think that'll come here? I said, they're burning Bibles in California. The Bible is being burnt in California. How far away do you think it would be before you got to say, for God I live and for God I die? Are we sure, or have we become just casual people living the American dream, and that pertains to everything in our life? If I gotta say, you know, renounce Jesus, what is my place? Where do I stand? Lord, I live for you. Lord, I'll die for you. Because I know in dying for you or transitioning for you, Lord, I'm living the greatest life I could ever hope to live, because I'm going to be with you. I just believe that in this hour, people of God, that the word has been coming, the harvest, the harvest, the harvest. And I run into and I meet a lot of people in the street where the Lord had me to minister, and they tell me a whole lot of times. I hear this so often. I ain't seen that. Nobody that wants to make me say, man, that's worth doing, saying. You almost convinced me to be a Christian. That's more or less what I was going to say. You almost convinced me, you know. So, people of God, we got to make sure that our testimony is sure, that what we are doing, and because somebody, once they even perceive that you might be a believer, they looking to see you because they trying to catch you in a fall. You know, grace is available for everything, but now at this time we living in, the world is dying. The world is dying, and we need to stand up more and let the glory of God be shown through us. This little light of mine, you know, God, the Lord told us, you know, you don't set a light on a hill and then put a basket over it. Everywhere, I said this the last time, and I'm not repeating myself, this is what the Holy Spirit says in my spirit. We got to know, people of God, that we are being looked at, because the enemy, that he is yet accusing us of not carrying out the standard of which God has called us to be. We have to make known we chosen Jesus, and it's not up for discussion nor debate. Choose this day who you will serve. Make your election sure. We must work while it is day, because the night will come and no man can work. Father God, I come to you with all my brothers and sisters, wherever they may be in this earth, oh God. Lord, we are here. You told us where we are gathered in your name. You are in the midst. Lord, I said what you told me to say. I know I want to jump up and down, message, Lord, but what you told me to say to your people, Lord, I have delivered that. Lord, I ask you to let the word fall on soft hearts, that no man think more highly of himself than he should, oh God. Lord God, that we are all under construction under your mighty hand. Lord, we give you glory. You are the only one who can change any and all things. This world is lost without you, God, but you have left us, the advocates, on your behalf in this earth, Lord, to do the will of he who sent us. Lord, let everybody determine in their heart of hearts, Lord, that I don't want to leave this earth until what the Lord sent me here to do is manifested and done. And God, I have done what you told me to do. Lord, we look into you because, Lord, we need your direction. Lord, we look into you because we need your hand of guidance. Oh, God, we're looking to you, Lord, just because you are the only one who knows, God, how this thing is going to play out in each and every one of our lives, Lord. We know not the hour, day that you shall come. But, Lord, let us be prepared, oh, God. And, Lord, let us not want to be, let us be selfish and go want to go with you by ourselves, oh, God, but speak the word that satisfies the love-sick souls of people in the earth, oh, God. Lord, you are the only answer we have. You are the only answer, God, to all the trouble, oh, Lord. It's not in a bottle. It's not in a pill, oh, God. It's not in a bed. Lord, it's not in a club. But, oh, God, it is in you, the resurrected King. You are the first of many, King Jesus, and we adore you. You are perfect, oh, God. In all your ways, you are, yeah, Lord, you are wonderful. And, Lord, you are holy. Lord, oh God, your holiness is beautiful to your people, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy of all our praise, oh God. Lord, we lift you up this evening, oh God. Now let the word manifest, Lord. Let the power of the living God manifest in us. You told us from our bellies, rivers of living water would flow, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now for the promises that we are assured of all things are working together for our good, as long as we love you. and we are called according to your purpose. Lord, let us not be hungry for things of mankind, titles and money and prestige, oh God. But, oh Lord, let us be hungry to hear, well done, that good and faithful servant. Lord, that is the only thing that appeals and satisfies the soul of us, oh God. So, Lord, Father God, I just thank you and I bless you that we have access. Lord, we can come boldly to the throne of grace. Lord, anyone that's listening or will hear this word, oh God, touch them in their hearts, oh God. Lord, touch them in their soul, oh God. And, Lord, anything that's not of like you, God, it's not like you, Father God. Hallelujah. That is not of you, Jesus. Lord, remove it now. Burn through the power of the Holy Ghost all things that are not like you out, God. Lord, we give you praise. We bless you because you're the only praiseworthy one. We bless you because you are the King of glory, and we love you because you first loved us, Lord. Lord, we are looking to you. You told us when these things we see in the earth start coming, look up, for our redemption draws nigh. So, Lord, with hope and excitement, Lord, with hope and excitement, you are our eternal King, Lord, and we thank you that you loved us so much, oh God. What manner of love is it that a man will lay down his life for his friends? King Jesus, you call us, we're no longer servants, but we're friends of the Most High God. Lord, speak into the hearts of your people. Speak into the hearts of your people, Lord, in anything, anything, Lord God, that separates you from us. Lord, we just give it over to you now. Say, Lord, I don't want it because I want nothing between you and me, oh God. You are wonderful. You are so wonderful. Lord, I just thank you for this time of spending with your children, oh God. Lord, I thank you for the ears that have been attentive, oh God. I thank you for the minds that will feast on this word and the soul of a man that will be fed with this word. You are the bread of life, oh God. Hallelujah. You are the bread of life. You're the only thing that satisfies the same sick soul. And Lord, we glorify you. And we lift you up and bless you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. Amen.
Did you enjoy that word? I told you, get ready, get ready, get ready. I warned you. But I thank God for you that have tuned in right here to our spiritual renewal consecration. We are in our fifth week. Praise God. Praise God. And we are still going strong because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We bless God today and we thank God for you, you, and you. We are praying for you. We are praying for your ministries, for your families, for marriages, for your children. We're praying that God would just super abundantly do above all that you may ask, think, imagine, dream about, because God is true to his word. He's a promise keeping God. He's the covenant keeping God. And we praise God. I ask you to like us right there on Facebook, Life Changers Ministries, LCM. And also you can visit us on our website, Lolita Jones Live, LolitaJonesLive.com. And you can also subscribe right here to Faith Talk Podcast. I know you sharing it with your family and friends, but have you subscribed yet? Hallelujah. You will get the notifications every time there's a new podcast uploaded. There are benefits to subscribing to Life Changers and to Faith Talk. We thank God for you. And for those of you that are tech savvy, why don't you follow us on pray.com? There is an app. You can always go to the website, but it's also an app you can find on your Android, on your iPhone, your Galaxy phone, whatever type of phone you have. Just go into your apps and find pray, P-R-A-Y.com. That's the name of the website. That's the name of the site, the app. And you will, after you get on there, look for Life Changers Ministries. We minister to thousands upon thousands. Whew. On pray.com. We have so many prayer requests that come in 24/7. I have prayer requests coming in all wee hours in the morning, late at night, that hit my cell phone, and the Lord will wake me up and say, pray. And I will go in praying. I will send texts to some of the prayer warriors for them to start praying, because the word of God says that men ought to always pray and not faint. So we thank God for the various platforms he has blessed Life Changers with, that we're able to proclaim the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let the world know that Jesus lives and God is still sitting upon his throne. I pray that you have a wonderful day, that your day is blessed and full of life. I know it's going to be, because you're listening to Faith Talk. It's called Faith Talk for a reason. So we thank you that I hear the Holy Spirit said, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We thank God that the word of God is real. It cannot return to us void. Everything that God has promised, it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. I got to find these verses for you all. The Lord just told me to tell you where you can find the verses at. For the just shall live by faith. And we thank God. We just thank God today for just being who he is, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He's a just and awesome God. I appreciate him. I love him with all my heart. Do you? Hallelujah. But it is mentioned in the word of God four times that the just shall live by faith. And I'm looking, because I have it in my phone. There we go. In Habakkuk 2 and 4, Romans 1, 17, Galatians 3, 11, Hebrews 10, 38. I love research. And since I am a researcher in my civilian occupation, dealing with the military, well, satellite, I deal with satellite communications, and I also have to do a lot of research. But one thing that I'm drawn to is the word of God. That's all I really want to know, is about Jesus. Like Paul said, I don't want to know nothing else. I just want about Jesus. Born, crucified, risen, and sitting on the right-hand side of the God of our Lord and Lord God Almighty. That's what I want to know. So I have no problem researching. Before I pray for people, I make sure that the Lord download something to me that I'm able to stand up on that word. Even when somebody send me a text, before I start praying for that person via the text, I go and search the scriptures concerning whatever they need prayer about. So I just thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. You all be blessed. I love you to life. Join us 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for our prayer. It only lasts from 6 a.m. to 6:30. So join us early morning while I seek thee. That's what David said. So come on, get up with us 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. for Central Standard Time, and so on and so on. I don't know the time zones that you may be in, but join us until tomorrow at 6 a.m. Continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.